Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here. Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to be joined by our next guest, Lansing Marin, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bernero. Hello, Virge.
How you doing, Jack?
You are in home stretch. Can you see the finish line?
I'm beginning to. We just had a wonderful, rousing rally in Ypsilanti, my wife's hometown. She's an old Ipsy Brave. I don't think they go by Brave anymore, but she says she's still an Ipsy Brave.
Okay.
But it was wonderful. Everybody's all excited, fired up, and ready to go. So it's the ground game now. Just trying to keep the troops motivated and make sure we get out the vote. Do everything possible until the polls close at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. Whether people love you, whether they don't like you, whether they agree with every issue you have or they don't agree with any of them, I have not heard one person say Virge Bernero quit or he mailed it in. And is there anything else you could have done in this campaign?
Well, hit the lottery. That would have been helpful.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, I mean, it was a tough year. It's a tough year for fundraising everybody. I mean, the economy. I think I mentioned to you before how grateful I am for those, you know, $5 and $10 contributions that came in from all over the country.
Right.
That from people. Some of them said, you know, they list their occupation, unemployed, and they're sending me $10, $25. I'm thinking, you know, I wonder if I'd be doing that if I didn't have a job. But you're humbled. You're humbled when people give you that much, and so there's no way I could quit.
What will the final spending disparity be?
It's about 4-1. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. It's about 4-1.
Did you know that going into this, that you were going to be outspent that much?
No. But, you know, I'm not sure I still wouldn't have done it because I believe, you know, I really believe in my heart that it's not all about money, that if you have ideas, I still believe in a democracy like ours, that if you have good ideas, you know, you got a real shot. And you know about the good news that came out about Lansing toward the end of the campaign.
The
GM thing, and then that Milken Foundation report showing that the only region to have actual net job gains was the Lansing region in the last year in Michigan.
Yeah.
We're number one in Michigan and number seven in the nation. So, you know, we're making progress. We're moving ahead in Lansing. And I appreciate what you said. I mean, I do feel like, and that's what I want to be able to say, that, you know, we gave it, we're going to push right to the end, and that's all you can do. You do your best, and then you move on.
I know you've said that the only polls that matter are the ones that open tomorrow morning, and that's a good line, and that'll motivate some of the troops. But how have you resisted the tendency, the natural human tendency, to get a little down or dejected when you look at numbers and spending and everything else going on?
Well, I got. Of course, I'm human like everybody else, so I do have those moments. And besides prayer and reflection, I'm surrounded by people who will kick me in the pants. At least with my lovely wife, who is absolutely incredible. And that's the beauty of if you marry the right person, you know, when you're down, she's up, and you know, vice versa. So she's been there every step of the way, and. She makes sure I don't get down. She makes sure my head doesn't get too big. Any of that stuff, she's there to give me a swift kick if I need it.
Virge, a roller coaster of emotions in any campaign like this. What are you most proud of at this point? And what's been the biggest disappointment?
I'm most proud of my team, of course, my team. How determined and consistent they are. I mean, every day, no matter what the polls say. I mean, I'm the candidate. My name's on the ballot. You know, so you know, one could argue I can't quit. But any one of them could say, you know, I'm out of here. This doesn't look like it's working out well. And we've had like zero defections. I mean, these kids, and a lot of them are young. Of course, most of them younger. But you know, they're not out. They're not saying I'm out of here. I'm out of state. They are staying. They're dug in. It's incredible. It's incredible, the dedication of the team. And then, you know, the people. I've gotten to know Detroit in a way, probably more than any other town. I've gotten to know a lot of towns that I didn't know, you know, gotten out to once or twice. But Detroit, of course, I go to a lot and really dug into. And, you know, we think we know about these areas. We read about this or that. We don't know. Now I know the people better than ever, and there's just such a spirit of ingenuity and entrepreneurship determination. In a city like Detroit, you know, which is so beaten down and has so many challenges, and yet they're not ready to give up. And so I've come, you know, I have new appreciation for Detroit, you know, our major city in the state, and new hope that it can in fact be reborn with that kind of a spirit. And then of course, you know, that makes me excited about my city, Lansing, because our challenges aren't as great, you know, some similar but not as great as Detroit. And so, man. You know, it's like the sky is the limit for Lansing, but for the state of Michigan, too.
All right. And this is a serious question, the second part of that. Maybe the biggest disappointment, or if you had a do-over, if you had one day you could have back, what would that be?
I can't think of anyone. You know, there's no real regret, no day or anything like that. It's really just... the money thing, you know, I just wish, yeah. You know, I've said to my wife many times, like I said about the lottery, it's a joke, and you know, it's not, you know, I hope that it doesn't get to the point in this state or country. You know, we're seeing so many states, Jack, where they're recruiting millionaires to run for office, mm-hmm. Democrat and Republican. You know, they're recruiting millionaires, they call them self-funders.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it doesn't get to that point. I mean, what kind of a democracy is it where you got to be a millionaire to be a major candidate for office, an office in a major race? It would be a terrible thing. So I hope it doesn't come to that. If it does, you know, that would be my biggest disappointment. I mean, I don't mind losing. If right. I lose, I don't want it to be because of money.
Well, do you believe that you can win an election or you can buy an election like this? Instead of being outspent 4-1, let's say you were outspending Rick Snyder 2-1. Would you be ahead in the polls?
That's hard to say. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I'm not saying it's all about money. Obviously, there's a mood. Out there. And some people feel like, Jack, I'd be lying if I didn't say, you know, some people feel like you're a Democrat. I don't even want to hear from you.
Right.
There's no question. I've sensed that. It's not even so much Virg Bernero, I don't like you. It's you're a Democrat. I'm not going that way this year.
Right.
I don't like that because I've always been the type, even though I'm a proud Democrat, like I said to you many times, I'm not a rigid partisan. I vote for the person. You know, I've split my ticket from the beginning. I've never hit the straight D, even though I'm a good Democrat. I go by and I look at each person. I want to look at each race. And a lot of Michigan people do that. So, you know, I've never been much for straight party voting. So it's not that I don't think that's working against me, but I do feel like the guy, Rick, got away with some things because he wouldn't debate. He felt he had enough money to get his message across
right.
on TV,
right.
so he didn't need to have a fair and honest debate. He'd rather do a 30-second infomercial, and I do feel that put us at a disadvantage.
Right.
I couldn't match him in that regard.
Yeah, and there were a lot of times in the 2008 presidential race, Verge, that people said, hey, you know, we're going to vote something different. And it was really a referendum on the last 8 years under George Bush. And this time, I don't know what you could have done differently, I think, as a referendum to a large degree on Jennifer Granholm.
Yes, well, you know, I'll leave that to the pundits. But it does seem like the party, you know, and the party in power after right. 8 years, to be fair to Governor Granholm, after 8 years, it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
That people, you know, lurch to the other direction,
sure.
especially the with the president in power, that the party in power right. usually loses in the midterm.
The great pendulum effect, and we're seeing it again around the country, not just in the state of Michigan. Verge, congratulations on a good campaign, and we'll talk with you after the polls close tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Jack. Look forward to it.
All right.